88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
This even time, 37 hours, you're in front of me. I guess I know a lot about you anyway. You think you're funny, I don't get it. And it's darkness, it heals. This little light that is my eye, it is a word peeking my era. Voice of a good tenderness was once a voice in my head. So take me for the music, take me for a human, the flower of a song. Walking past a terrible movie. We saw the movie, too, and kept moving like I said. has gone green, so I'm going Mach 3. So you'll be my friend in the wind. I've had it somehow, but I want to live so much more in this situation. Or dreams can find me the flower song, the flower of a song.
So you're listening to the second hour of the New and Newer Music Show, and I'm going to play some more new music for you this hour. Newest from Ray Hill, Milk Carton Kids, and The Smile. But first, let's play the rest of the Squirrel Flower interview. Once again, they're going to be playing Bottle Rocket next Sunday. I'm going to play the rest of this interview, and then I will play a track off of the newest album.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to push you too far with that question, but I find that like super interesting. So if you feel like that you've answered that, I can ask you a little more about
that.
Sure. When you said something divine, are you able to talk about that? What you mean by that?
I mean, I think creativity is something that is beyond a human form.
Okay.
Beyond analyzing and writing about and thinking about and talking about. Like, when I create something that feels like really pure and really true, it's not something that feels like it comes from lots of analytical work, and if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
It comes from something greater, and I think that's what makes it so hard to talk about, is, you know, all the creative arts come from this place, and I have a hard time, like, analyzing my music and talking about my music, and I think it's because of that.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I like asking these questions because I work in such, like, an analytical field,
yeah.
You know, and it's always fun, like, talking to artists. Because I don't know, I feel like I'm getting something from that. I'm living vicariously through you guys, really.
Yeah. And I think what you do is really important. I think being able to analyze the arts is really important, but it's not my role, you know.
Right.
I can't do that. I studied studio art in college and had a really hard time doing that sort of thing in an institutional setting, like from a more intellectual lens.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it is really important that people take an intellectual approach to the arts, I think.
Cool. Is there... Let's see, chat. I have like one or two other questions, but is there anything that you kind of like... Is there anything on your mind right now that you'd like to talk about? Whether it could be just anything, you know, anything that is kind of, you know, how we always, like, I feel like there are times when there's just something at the forefront of our mind, it's just something we're interested in at that moment.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on in your life that, I don't want it to sound like a therapy session.
No, it's funny you ask that, because there really is. We had two off days yesterday and the day before, and we were in New York, and I drove up to Haverstraw, New York, to visit my grandmother, and she lives in John Cage's old house.
No way! That's amazing.
This place called the Gate Hill Co-op.
Wow.
Which basically was an offshoot of Black Mountain College when they dissolved in the 50s.
Right.
And many, many of my extended family has lived there, and my grandmother still lives there, and my dad sort of grew up there, and I spent a lot of time there as a child, and I hadn't been there in a long time. And, you know, it's this incredible place. There's 15 structures, and they're all, like, hand-built, Bauhaus-inspired.
Nice.
Living spaces. Oh. And it was built by artists and intellectuals and musicians and sound artists and dancers. And just being there for the first time in a while, especially while being on tour, and I'm gearing up for another album, and I'm sort of in this stage of questioning, like, why do I do what I do, and what is the future of what I do, and how does it fit into, like, my ancestors? And being there was really incredible, and I've just been thinking a lot about, yeah, a lot about my ancestors, who, many of whom were musicians and writers and, you know, activists, just, like, very people that led very alternative lifestyles.
Right.
And it helped me to feel validated in my decision to, like, you know, live in a van.
Right, right.
And not literally, but, you know, spend most of my time driving and driving to be able to just share art with people and live in pursuit of that. So that's what I've been thinking about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for, you know, talking with me.
Oh, I'm not a natural liar. I'm not a natural anything. I've got a lot of jealousy, and it doesn't look too good on me. I get bored and I still love you. left to make it in a magazine.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Okay, everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show. That last track was The Natural by Pure. Before that, King Cruel with Seaforth. And we started that set right after the Squirrel Flower interview with another of my favorite. There's two tracks I really like on this album, and that's the other one I really like. That's In the Skate Park. And I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it, though. Let's see, what label was it? Polyvinyl. They were nice enough to send me a download, and I'll be putting that into heavy rotation soon after I get a chance to listen to it this weekend. Okay, how about Spack Brothers Pizza? WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And I've been giving away a lot of tickets this semester, this fall. I don't know, maybe like five or six shows. It's been like every single week, basically. And I will be giving more tickets away soon. Be sure that you follow New Show WRCT on Instagram. And that's where I post a lot of the ticket announcements. Okay, what do we got next? I really like this track. This is the newest from The Tallest Man on Earth. And I had to hear this a few times before I really got into it, but I like it. This is Every Little Heart.
But you still don't think it's where I end and he begins. I'm gonna breathe and work for every little heart I know. I'm gonna breathe and work for every little heart I know. And release up the darkness of time wherever we go. Can I come to your room? Let's leave it alone. I
and we got trampled by the mountains here. A single step each thousand year, I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. Let's find our flavor in some distant town. To dress up, get thrown around. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. We meet up with darkness of time wherever we go. Can I sleep in your room when I'm tired? Let's leave it alone.
is coming for me now. We've gone over the edge. If you got something to say,
and I can't fight back. I can't even see what's hanging on my back. Is it a targeting? Is it a beast of rage? Either way, I'm never at my age. I'm running free. I'm running wild, I'm running still, running child, running down my burden, running on sweet smile. I mostly feel like hell. You say I'm doing well. Here on earth, where can we go so we can tell? pain will slowly fade, never to wash away. I can't carry you, I don't know what to say. I'm running free, I'm running wild, I'm running still, running child, running down my burden, running on sweet smile, running down my burden, running on sweet smile. Close your eyes, tell me why. I see your sacrifice, cast no
So that's the newest from Y-Oak, I Learned It From You. And before that, Hannah Jad... Well, I don't know how to pronounce this correctly. Jadagu? Is that right? And What Is Going On? Before that, Ray Hill with Fables. Before that, the Milk Carton Kids with Running On Sweet Smile. And we started off that very long set with The Smiles, Bending Hectic. And they were in town last summer, but I was out of town and I couldn't see them. It would have been cool to see them. I've never seen them, never seen Radiohead, so that would have been fun. But maybe another time. So we got a bunch of shows here on WRCT. Check out Deep Blue Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out Parallel Utopia. In Lotusland, people spend their time indulging in pleasures like UK garage, jungle, and deep house rather than practical concerns. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. to visit this Parallel Utopia. All right, so we got a few tracks left. You're listening to the New and Newer Music Show, and this is Blonde Redhead. And that wraps up the music for this week's New and Newer Music Show. That was Blonde Shell with Olympus. Before that, Blonde Redhead with Snowman and White Oak with I Learned It From You. And that wraps up the New and Newer Music Show this week. I will be back next Sunday with more new music for you. Stay tuned for Quartz in Session with Eric. If you're listening to this on Sunday night and live, but you might be listening to the encore. And if you're listening to the encore, that's going to be Wednesday morning. And I have no idea what's on after that. So I guess you'll just have to hang out and see. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this, too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from T-Bone Walker. And he's playing poker tonight. Also hear from Lightnin' Hopkins, pouring down in Houston for the Gold Star record label. Dewey Corley will join us as well. Little country blues man taking the bus. And Jesse Thomas is going to give us a boogie to wrap things up. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We'll kick things off with Magic Slim and the Teardrops. Here they are with Jealous Man on the Deep Blues Hour. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, ranging from classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. The Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, their website is rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.